These are your latest Manchester United headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, the club will reportedly make a take-it-or-leave-it offer of £80 million for Jadon Sancho in a bid to land the Borussia Dortmund sensation. The Bundesliga outfit have been holding out for around £100 million for the England winger and are reluctant to sell him on the cheap. But United Executive Vice Chairman Ed Woodward has made it clear to Dortmund bosses that this is unrealistic in the current climate following the impact of COVID-19 and believes his lower offer will get the deal done. United are not willing to allow negotiations to drag on throughout the summer transfer window, with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer telling Woodward he wants to have Sancho training with his squad next month in preparation for the new Premier League season in September. Moving on, and Dean Henderson will hold crunch talks with Red Devils bosses over his future next week and will tell the Old Trafford hierarchy he wants to take David De Gea's spot in the starting 11 next season. That's according to a report in the Daily Mail, which claims Henderson could be in line for a new contract amid interest from Chelsea. With Kepa Arrizabalaga out of favour with Frank Lampard, the potential of the Blues making a bid this summer is still there. Sheffield United are also desperate to keep him next season after a fine season on loan, and it appears very much that the two goalkeepers' futures are intertwined. Finally, and United are hopeful of announcing the academy signings of Mark Carrado, Alvaro Fernandez and Isaac Hanson-Arion. United announced their academy intake for 2020-21 last week when they confirmed the signing of Joe Hugill from Sunderland and Radek Vitek completed his move from Sigma Olomouc. The MEN understands that United are awaiting international clearance for Jurado, Fernandez and Hanson-Arion, who became Tromso's youngest ever player at the age of 15 years and 319 days early this month. A source said the club are hopeful that things will be sorted soon, and right-back Jurado and left-back Fernandez have both posted farewell messages to former clubs Barcelona and Real Madrid on social media. That's all for now, we'll have more later.